Unfortunately, we have to begin with sad news. One individual is dead after a home in Chapel Hill went up in flames last night. Very few details on this yet, but Chapel Hill fire crews got a call around 1:30 a.m. about a house fire on Rogerson Drive. That's in the Oaks neighborhood near Glen Lennox. Crews responded to find the house in flames, and they located one person dead inside. We'll have more info on this as we receive it. Other news, Orange County manager Bonnie Hammersley has announced she is retiring this summer after a 30-plus year career in local government. Hammersley has run the Orange County government since 2014, presiding over big changes as well as the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's County Commissioner James Etta Bedford on Hammersley's legacy and the county's next steps.
You know, we wish her well. She's really done a great job with the county. We're in a good place. I'm glad she's staying with us to get through this budget season, and then we'll have to I'm a slow thinker. I have to think on these things and consult with our board about what next steps we'd like to take. You have options to appoint an interim, do a search, not do a search, appoint some other agent of the county. We do have some flexibility there.
James Etta Bedford speaking there. Bonnie Hammersley's last day on the job will be July 17th. Our other top story today comes from campus, where the UNC Board of Governors is advancing plans to ban diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at all 17 system schools. The board's Committee on University Governance approved the ban with no discussion yesterday. It now goes to the full board for a final vote. That vote won't be until next month, but the move has already drawn lots of criticism, including from former system president Tom Ross, who issued a statement pointing to a recent bipartisan commission he co-chaired that concluded the UNC system currently suffers from a lack of diversity rather than too much emphasis on it. The board adopted the current DEI policy in 2019. Turning to local government, the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board meets in the Lincoln Center tonight at 6. Board members will vote on a 10-year capital investment plan and next year's budget proposal, which will then go to Orange County commissioners for consideration and approval. The Durham School Board also meets tonight, first a special meeting at 4 to continue the search process for the district's next superintendent, then a public hearing on the district's budget starting at 5:30. And the Durham City Council meets at 1 o'clock today with an agenda that includes a vote on stormwater and water sewer rates for next year, plus a discussion of a possible bond referendum for street and sidewalk maintenance. The Chapel Hill Town Council already had their meeting this week, a meeting that included a discussion of a possible bond referendum that could go on the ballot for voter approval this November, though council members could also wait until next year. With the latest on that discussion, here's 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell.
The Chapel Hill town staff recommended borrowing $44 million through general obligation bonds to go toward a variety of projects in different categories. Some of the most pressing projects identified by staff included rebuilding or renovating fire stations 3 and 4 in the public safety category, plus funding the town's ongoing ADA transition plan and the final cost discrepancy of the Fordham Side Path project in the streets and sidewalks category. Town Manager Chris Blue told council members bond referendums are an exercise in a government's, quote, shared values but competing interests when it comes to what needs to be prioritized. It will ultimately be up to the elected officials to decide how much to allocate to certain categories and projects. But on Monday, staff said allocations and amounts are not the only elements that must be ironed out. The council must choose between rapidly picking up negotiations to have a bond referendum this fall or waiting until next year. Chapel Hill Business Management Director Amy Olin said waiting until 2025 would give council members more time to determine specific projects and priorities, but would also mean longer waits on those projects getting started. A 2024 referendum would allow for sooner timelines on those projects, and the council could be more general in their funding allocations. But she also said it still cannot be a blanket request.
So again, a little bit of flexibility, but the bond orders and the amounts have to be set, and those are set in stone once those are determined.
And that is May 1st?
May 15th.
May 15th.
Yeah.
As of Monday, many council members shared they were still determining a preference. Councilmember Camille Berry, however, said a bond referendum on the ballot this year and major projects coming to fruition sooner was most appealing to her.
I was talking with someone the other day, and I was like, we either get to discuss it a lot or we get to the decision faster, which means that I really would like for us to push for 24. I think we can do it.
Chapel Hill Council member Adam Searing voiced the other end of the spectrum, saying pushing the public's vote until 2025 would give the council more time to align on priorities. He said resident comments from the past election cycle indicated community members may want other projects than the staff's recommendations, and it would give the town more time to communicate what people are voting for.
I don't feel comfortable pushing forward immediately. I think it's going to be hard to sell, and I think we can do a better job with getting and addressing some of these needs.
Councilmember Paris Miller-Fouché said, though, she believes the community has already expressed its priorities through its election of council members. She argued moving forward with a short-term deadline would help prevent long-term problems facing residents being put off even further.
I think we're just moving with a sense of urgency to address the urgent needs that our community has been communicating to us for a long time. So this isn't by any means to be quick or haphazard in any kind of way.
Still, about half of the council indicated it may prefer to wait or were on the fence, including Mayor Jess Anderson. Anderson said she would support whichever decision the council takes, but that the approaching deadlines would cause intensive discussions in the coming weeks. The mayor also said she sees the debt capacity as just a piece of Chapel Hill's funding options and wants the town to explore every method in order to deliver tangible results.
I think as long as we can continue getting projects out of the ground and meeting our goals, as long as we can get a fire station moving, as long as we can get our LIHTC projects going, as long as we can start doing greenways, then I don't feel a need to rush to do a bond this year because we can still do stuff.
Town Manager Chris Blue said the council's feedback on Monday will allow him and the staff to dig further into specifying what's necessary for both the 2024 and 25 options for a bond referendum. You can find more details on chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
Speaking of government funding, some positive news for the state government this week. New projections suggest the state is going to pull in $413 million more in tax revenue than originally expected and $1 billion more next year. Lawmakers return to session next week, Wednesday, with possible tweaks to the budget high on their agenda. Finally, to Chatham County, where multiple outlets report the electric vehicle maker VinFast is scaling down its plans for a massive manufacturing plant in Montgomery. The company has revised its plans for the building, making it 20% smaller than originally planned, though officials say for now there's no change in the number of expected new jobs. The plant is slated to be operational sometime next year. 6:19, your time. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by the Sheraton Chapel Hill. UNC softball got a road win yesterday, beating Liberty 2-1. They were the only Tar Heel team in action on Wednesday. Heels are back home this weekend, hosting Louisville starting tomorrow. It was not a good day for the Durham Bulls. They dropped their second straight, 6-2 at Worcester. That road series continues today at 3. Four Carolina teams are in action today, beginning with UNC baseball. They're at NC State for game one of a three-game series. First pitch is 7 p.m. We'll have the whole game for you right here on 97.9 The Hill. Also today, 15th-ranked Tar Heel women's lacrosse host number 25 Duke to wrap up the regular season. That match starts at 3 o'clock on Dorrance Field. And the ACC championships get underway today for UNC men's tennis and women's golf. The golf tourney is in Wilmington with all the teams in one field, while the tennis championships are in Cary with your regular playoff-style bracket. The 5th-seeded Tar Heel men will face 12-seed Miami at 10 o'clock this morning. The winner will meet 4-seed Duke tomorrow. And, of course, the Tar Heel football team is gearing up for its spring game this Saturday in Keenan Stadium. It's an annual tradition at UNC, and while some schools are moving away from holding spring games, Carolina head coach Mack Brown says he still thinks they're worthwhile.
The actual game, from my standpoint, is to give Connor Harrell and Max Johnson another chance to compete in front of a crowd with this team that they've got. And you have to figure out what that means. Some people have a draft. And if you do that, you don't look very good because you don't have people playing together. I've never liked that. I want you to play with who you're going to play with and get better, because people say, well, they didn't do anything in the spring game. A lot of times you don't want to show new stuff. But the second thing is you want to have a practice. You want to get better. You only have 15 and 12 of them are in pads. So that's why people are saying, do we have a chance to waste a day for fans when we're not going to show them anything? So most fans walk out of a spring game pissed. you know, God, they looked awful. Well, it's not going to show a whole lot, man. So, but you would like to have Jordan Shipp in front of a crowd before he plays at Minnesota. You would like to have Alex Taylor, Javaris Green. You would like to have the, you'd like to see your running backs, that new offensive line with some pressure.
That's Mack Brown speaking there. Saturday's spring game gets underway at 3 p.m. Finally, some exciting news for Tar Heel women's basketball, recruiting news to be exact. Five-star guard Lainey Grant has signed a letter of intent to play for UNC, and she's reclassifying to enroll at Carolina this summer so she can start playing next season. Grant just got named Virginia's Gatorade Player of the Year. She's a three-time All-State first teamer. She holds the Virginia State record for free throw percentage, and she won gold with Team USA at the FIBA America's Under-16 Championships last year.